With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Twins and Yankees, they split their four-game series last week, with the Twins winning on Thursday and Friday, with the Yankees coming back to win on Saturday and Sunday. Yesterday, it was Yankee pitcher Garrett Cole. He pitched a two-hit shutout, went all nine innings, struck out 10 Twins batters as the Minnesota offense never really got going yesterday, losing 2-0. DJ LeMahieu hit a home run and also had an RBI single as those teams split the four-game series. Pablo Lopez, the Twins' ace, pitched well and gave up just two runs over six innings. The Twins, they'd only won three games over the past eight seasons at Yankee Stadium. So, yeah, big success to win two out of four here this past week. Twins are off today, but they start a three-game series at Boston. They take on the Red Sox tomorrow night. First pitch just after 6 o'clock. Three of the four road teams won yesterday in game one of the NBA first round of the playoffs. The one road team that didn't, of course, would be the Minnesota Timberwolves, as they were blown out last night at Denver, 109-80, losing to the number one seed Nuggets. Jamal Murray scored 24 points for Denver. Nikola Jokic, he added 13 points and 14 rebounds. The Wolves, they were led by Anthony Edwards. He had 18 points. Game two will be in Denver, coming up Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central. One of those road teams that won yesterday was the Clippers, as they beat the Suns 115-110 in the opener of their Western Conference playoff series. Kawhi Leonard, healthy, finally led the Clippers with 38 points. Eric Gordon had 19, and Russell Westbrook, even though he shot just 3-19 from the field yesterday for the Clippers, made two big free throws with 17 seconds left to give LA a three-point lead. Kevin Durant, he led the Phoenix Suns last night with 27 points, who lost for the first time with Durant in the lineup. Jimmy Butler scored 35 yesterday as the Miami Heat. They upset the Milwaukee Bucks, 130-117. Miami, they capitalized on Giannis Antetokounmpo's tailbone injury. He exited the game early after he had a tough spill in the second quarter with a lower back bruise. But it was all not good news for the Heat, as they lost Tyler Hero to a broken right hand later in that second quarter. The Lakers, they beat Memphis on the road yesterday, 128-112. Rui Hachimura had a career-best playoff-scoring performance with 29 points last night for the Lakers, including 21 of those points in the second half. Memphis, they lose at home. Rare for them. They had the best record at home this year with a 35-6 mark. Also injury news for Memphis as they lose their all-star guard, Ja Morant. He had 18 points before leaving the game in the fourth quarter with an injured right hand. First round of the NBA playoffs continue tonight. Game twos in Philadelphia and Sacramento. The 76ers take on the Brooklyn Nets tonight at 6:30. 76ers won game one of that series, 121-101 on Saturday. Meanwhile, Sacramento, they won a playoff game for the first time since 2006 on Saturday, as they won game one versus Golden State, 126-123. Game two of that series is tonight on TNT. That's a look at your sports this morning. I'm Travis Krenz.